It's a special, the FBI report special. This week, our man Hollywood Alec turns 44 years old. He's been with us since day one. We've been doing this over a decade. So I'll turn it over to the man himself, my main man from Chicago, Dallas, Louisiana, all around Four Horsemen, great guy, the one only, Hollywood Alec.
Yes, indeed. Back in the house for one more show, and we're doing it, brother. And this is going to be an interesting show, and it's also a special one because this will be the last show. And although that's going to be probably shocking for a lot of you out there, especially the FUIs, but I'm taking another turn in my career, moving to higher heights. And wow, we've been doing this well over a decade.
Yes.
And it's kind of strange to say this is the final show because knowing us, you never know if, you know, you just never know. But for now, this is indeed the last show, the last FUI report. It's been an absolute success. I've had, it's been a time, man. It's been absolutely amazing, this journey that we've been on. And as it comes to a close, I personally want to thank the boss man for giving me a platform to entertain all of you FUIs out there. It's been a hell of a decade, you know.
Yes,
but of course, as you know, in life, you know, we take different paths and we do different things to better ourselves. And it's just one of those moves. It's not us saying goodbye, but more or less saying we'll see y'all when we see y'all. You know, so I don't want anybody to think that the FUIs have gotten the upper hand. They'll never have an upper hand as long as I'm here.
Never.
Ever. You know, but I'm going to go on the edge by actually thanking the FUI community, because without idiots like you, we wouldn't even have the material or a platform in which to put you out there. So wherever you're at, give yourselves a hand, because it is a testament of the malarkey and foolishness that you bring to the table when you give us well over a decade. And I'm here's the funny part. We used to do this every weekend.
On Sundays. So we got started every Sunday.
And most of the
morning,
and sometimes
morning,
it was during the week too.
Yes,
we hit them up with shows during the week. So if you can pull that off and give us shows every weekend, special shows during the week, quarterly shows, yeah, whatever the case may have been, when you can say that you have been relevant for well over a decade, that is a feat within itself. And not only that, it's just a testament of the tolerance that we actually have as human beings, because under normal circumstances, the boss man nor I would even put up with such foolishness on a regular basis. But we did.
Amen.
And we made it good at that. We made it entertaining, and we made it something for people to listen to. And then we upped the ante and added the emails and all that stuff. You know, there was at one time a panel. How many? I think it was maybe six or seven of us.
Seven of us. Seven folks.
Absolutely.
Seven people.
Yes. And we would have a roundtable discussion. We have a, you know, talk about FUI, FUI that. You know, we had the wrestling specials. You know, and we just got together on the line and we just had a good time, you know. But as you
even getting zapped, they still have the callback.
That was absolute fun. You know, getting zapped. For those who are new, getting zapped is usually we'd say something out of line, or, you know, sometimes we'd have technical difficulties and we'd get dropped from the line. We have to call right back and continue on with the show. So even with things like that happening, it was always fun and it was always a blast entertaining everybody out there that listens to us. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we started with 7, but of course, you know, as in with everyday life, not everybody's meant to go where you're going. You know what I'm saying? So it went from 7, you know, all the way down to the last 2 stands. And we have been, you know, we continue to do it. And every show just got bigger and bigger as we added more material, as, you know, as you will see coming up, you know. So all in all, without sounding corny or adding any cliches, you know, it's been an awesome time. We've had some awesome shows. We've done some awesome things. You know, and we're going to move on to do more awesome things, you know, and you never know. You know what I'm saying? You never say never. You know, so
exactly.
We're just having fun and we're going to keep it rolling. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it rolling. You know, this isn't it. I'll probably call in to correspond on one of Boss Man's shows from time to time. This is not the last time anybody out there is going to hear from me. You will hear from me. That's a promise. So we'd like to thank each and every one of you out there, our listening audience. We'd like to thank the FUI community. We'd like to thank our good buddies, J.R. Swish and Wesley Pipes.
Hey, man, thank you guys for what you do.
Holy
crap. We made
crap.
Our show what it was today.
Please don't stop. Stop.
Those
two
really have helped our show.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Those two gave us the boost we needed. Those two guys.
Oh, they were the constant and consummate go-to for any FUI report. If it said that they went to the store,
it was good.
It was good. if it said they were seen at church, we knew it was a stone cold groove. You know what I'm saying? So thank you guys, because you two together are the undisputed FUI king. You know, we couldn't have done the show without you. So, hey, man. You know, I've had a blast. Like I said, I had a blast, man. And you know, the shows that we did just got bigger. And we had fun, bro. We had fun. We did that.
We did.
I mean, how many people can say that they actually did a podcast for well over a decade with consistent listeners, with consistent material, you know what I'm saying? And we did it our way.
Nobody can say that to us, because we did it our way. We took heat from the industry. We took heat from BTR. We took heat from everybody.
Oh, God.
But we never changed who we were. We stayed true to our brand, calling out FUIs for who they are and what they are. And when in the material and the activity that they engaged in, we called it out weekly, daily, and quarterly.
That's right. And we did it. We did it. So for those of you out there, you know, that's been following us and following the show, you know what to look for when you're on the street. You know what to look for when you're at church, the store. It doesn't matter where you are. The signs have been given. We gave you the game. Now it's up to you. You can either be an FUI. You can't straddle the fence. You know what I'm saying? You could be like us. You could be cool, you know what I'm saying, and do your thing. Or you could be a effed up individual. It's all on you. You know what I'm saying? But we've given you the game and everything that you need to make it fly us to the world. So,
amen.
Oh, my God. That's an understatement. So without further ado, without further ado, thank you once again. And this is your FUI report.
Amen. And Hollywood, I'm going to say this to you. You might not remember this, but you were the first guy to buy into my vision of this show.
That's right.
I don't remember it, not you. Of the guys who was around. Who was around and around the groups, and you were the first guy to actually buy into my vision, was you.
Absolutely.
And also, you're the last guy standing as well.
That's right.
You were the first guy to buy in, the last guy standing. You know?
Oh, yeah. You know, hey. Yeah, and not to mention, you know, out of the seven guys that we had, we never knew that we had so many FUIs on the show, hosting the show.
Exactly.
That's like one of the killer parts. Like, you know, y'all really don't know. But while we were coming up, like, with the beginning stages of this FUI thing, we were actually entertaining FUIs who were entertaining FUIs.
Exactly.
You know, and that's pretty much how, if you really want to know about it, that's pretty much how we ended up with it just being us two. Like, nobody made the cut.
Exactly.
But, I mean, nobody made the cut. We were just like, well, you know, I'm sensing some FUI-ness out of Dustin, so.
We gotta go. We gotta get them out of here.
They gotta get the hell out of here. We can't do this.
You are what we discuss. You are an FUI. You are what we're talking about
for
on
real.
The show.
That's right.
We can't have you on the air with us.
For real.
You are them.
I mean, like, you're the embodiment of exactly what we're saying. What would make you think that we're going to have you continually hosting this show with us? And we talking about you. And the fact that you ain't said nothing is strange.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. You're a fan.
So, you know, it was entertaining. Like I said, I appreciate you buying into my vision. And I still tell you this. This is my highest rated show.
Yeah.
I mean, FUI Report is the highest rated show. So I tell you this, and I mean it humbly. You really helped push my career to where it's gone because of your way of entertaining the people. The way you say things, the way you break stuff down for the people. I mean, the way you call them out. I mean, that is classic entertainment. We've been doing it for over 10 years. But I got to thank somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
So I never would have met you if it wasn't for Char. So
absolutely.
I want to shout out Charlotte Houston, who's my brother's wife. Without her putting those groups together, putting us all in that same box, even with Ron Zombie in the mix, another FUI in the mix, you know. But without Charlotte Houston, I would never met you, and I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today without her. Me bringing you into that mix, So we gotta start from the beginning. Char, thanks for this show for over 10 past 10 years.
Absolutely,
you put us together. So
absolutely.
I got to go with my girl Char.
And Char, if you're hearing this, I miss you. And I hope you're doing okay. But yes, absolutely. It was the groups that we were in, and there were plenty. And oh my God, like, we had so much fun with those groups. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. We had unbelievable fun. You know what I'm saying? Giving people the boot. That was just classic. Classic.
And Charlotte, that short fuse that Char had, her short fuse was amazing.
Yes, and you know, it was like it was a platform to a platform. You know what I'm saying? Because that's pretty much how we started off. Like, we started off with the groups, and we were all kicking it on the groups and attacking zombies and thirsty cats. Then we turned it into something totally different. Something something bigger. You know what I'm saying? So, 10 years later, even, I mean, probably longer than that. Longer than that. You know what I'm saying?
The group started in 07.
Right.
The group was 07.
Right. You know, it's just amazing, you know, that we've been doing this long. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. And it's just a testament, you know, that what you can accomplish and do, you know, when you really set towards doing something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's even more funny how a lot of times things work, and you know, when they're small, you're looking at it, it's like, oh well, you know, we're just having fun, you know what I'm saying? And then it turns into something bigger than that. You know, it's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? So we did that, and I'm absolutely proud of you, boss man, with, you know, what you brought to the table, and you know what you handle your business and the things that you're doing. And I, you know, I see you doing a lot of bigger things in the future. Bigger, like way bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really jumping out there in the forefront, you know, as far as broadcast journalism. You know what I'm saying? I see you doing some big things, you know what I'm saying? So, man, keep it rolling, bro.
Yes, indeed, brother. I thank you so much for that. And
absolutely.
Without further, I'm going to let you discuss one of the men. I was going to say, this is the first report, as of now, where J.R. Smith has not made the report. This is on the last show. He doesn't make it, of all shows.
And I'm not surprised. Because, you know, I mean, we're talking about it now. And I feel like that, you know, that's what he wants. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's been the star of this show for pretty much since the inception.
Yes, he has. Since the inception. He was in Denver with the Nuggets.
Right.
That's how far back it goes.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, just like I said, we couldn't have did this without those guys. I mean, they were mainstays. You know? You couldn't pack, dude, all the freaking material. When I think about, you know, I have the shows on my phone. And when I think of all the material and all the shenanigans that these two guys, I mean, not just J.R. Swish, but our guy Wesley Pipes, man. When we think about all the shenanigans they pull. Makes you shake your damn head. I'm just trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for a long time, and they've been the focal point. You know, the focal point of our show, pretty much.
Exactly.
So when you think about
it,
it's unbelievable.
Hollywood. Let me ask you, Hollywood. Since J.R. Smith didn't make the report today for anything good, what is your J.R. Smith's greatest hit on the FBI report?
Oh, my God. It's got to be the report that we did when I forget who it was, but when they were at the free throw line, and he's untying
the
guy's
shoes. Dwight Sean Marion, yes. Let him became his teammate in Cleveland.
I couldn't.
And called it his horseplay.
I couldn't freaking believe it. I mean, not to mention all the shirt off, throw it around your head like a helicopter type antics and shit. But the untying of the shoestring. Well, I must have harped on that for like a week. I was just like, who does that?
Exactly. Who does these kind of things other than J.R. Smith?
Right, like, who is going to untie somebody's shoestring at the free throw line? Like, who does? What in the bloody hell are you thinking about? Why you do that? Wow. Yeah, that killed me. What about yourself? What was your favorite?
When him and Pipes went on tour.
Oh, my God.
in 15 when they went on tour in 15 during the summertime.
Dude, you should have seen me call back. Oh my God.
That, when they went on tour, that did it for me. These two on tour. But this is my thing. Who was at their events? Who showed up to see these guys perform?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that explains a lot about somebody. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm just saying, it explains a lot about what somebody is thinking if they've even bought a ticket.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I mean, like, if I would have seen it advertised on the internet, a newspaper, I still wouldn't have been able to believe it. I would have been like, man, is this for real? Like, is this an April Fool's joke? Like, what the hell? What is this, man?
Exactly.
That really happened. I forgot about that.
And it was a 12-city tour.
Man, who listens to them in 12 cities?
Man. You remember it was a 12-city tour they went on.
Unfreaking believable.
Rocking out to I'm With the Business and Tag Team Cousins, really?
Tag Team
Mr. Sip.
Oh, man. Dude, are you freaking kidding me? Tag Team Cousins. Man, I'm done.
I'm With the Business. His two classic hits he's talking about. My greatest hits. Remy Pipes.
Dude, that production, man, that sounded like straight basement pre-production. I was like, man, I know he's not going to put that out. He put it on YouTube. I was like, dude.
Then he went on tour with it.
Unfreaking believable. Why would you want to do that? I don't know. I mean, oh my God.
And Swish wanted to join up with that. What's wrong with Swish?
Dude, you know? I was in shock, like, for real. Like, just the fact that these two know each other is, you know, that's like FUI fate.
Exactly. Of all things, these two guys are friends.
I'm serious. Like, how did that happen? Unbelievable. Like, how did that, I want to know who set that meeting up.
Exactly.
He must have been on some wild turkey or something.
Of all people, these two guys link up together and make music together and go on tour. For me, that is the Pipes Smith greatest hits. And for Pipes himself greatest hits, I love that we did that special October 14th. And that burned his soul. That we spent the whole show lighting his music up. And he wanted us shut down. He still wants us shut down. He hates our guts. Now, Smith, he respects us to a degree. Yeah. But Pipes never came around us. He wants us done and over. He hates us.
That's because he sucks, man. What? Dude, your music speaks for itself. Like, it sounds like... sounds like a mixture between bootleg video game and like the worst Cat in the Hat Mother Goose lyrics you could ever listen to. I mean, it's the wackest crap ever. Like, I heard that. How do you laugh through an entire song? Like, I laughed when you played that. That business crap. What the hell? I literally laughed through the entire song.
So did I.
Because I could not believe that somebody would even... I'm just saying, I couldn't believe that somebody would even put anything like that out. Like, and then have enough nerve to try to market that crap like an advertisement. Man, get the heck out of here. Nobody wants to hear that crap.
Exactly. Those cheap videos he made, those horrible suits they wore in Tad Team Cousins.
Oh, my God, dude. The shiny freaking suit with the wave pattern. Man, get the hell out of here, man. Nobody wears that booger green. Wearing booger green and dirty blue. Man, if you don't get out of here with that garbage. Man, come on, bro. I mean, it made my stomach turn. I was like, dude, man. Like, don't ever rap again. And that tag team Cousins, man. The title just reeks of FUI activity.
Exactly.
Who does that, man? Tag team Cousins. What?
It leads us into our next point, bro, is that I sent you a screenshot of Pipe's Instagram page. And he's obviously back still doing music.
Dude.
So I'll let you read it, the screenshot of what Wesley Pipes says in his bio here. It's pathetic.
Hold on. We gotta look for it. I don't know.
That.
Man, I do not have it. What did I do?
Oh. Yeah, it came in Saturday to you.
Oh, jeez. I'm looking for it right now. Let me see.
Oh, my God. This is live radio, people, as always. Live radio.
I so hope that I didn't lose this. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Here, let me see.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, dude. I hope this is not. Wesley. Oh, jeez. The real Wesley Pipes?
Yes.
Check this out. Y'all are not my fam. To me, y'all are my fam. New album, still Mississippi. Oh, dude, wait, check this out. Still Mississippi, out now everywhere.
Why? Why is it out?
Dude, and it has the adventures of superpipes.com.
Really?
Dude, I'm too through. Oh, check. And here's something else that's funny. One of my friends from high school is actually following this page.
Wow.
She's deleted. Boom out of here.
Yes. Boom out of here, please. God,
boom
no.
out of here. Okay. Out. This dude looks like he's beat up.
Wow.
Dude, seriously?
New album out. Available everywhere. Please don't buy it, people.
Dude, this dude, he looks
make him
like,
stop.
Dude, he looks like he had about 1.5 rounds in the ring with Mike Tyson. Dude.
Man.
His Instagram page is, man, it's The Adventures of Superpipe.
.com.
Oh, my God.
Help us. Help us all.
This guy here is so unreal. He's so unreal, he's unreal.
He's still trying this. He's still going at it for some odd reason. And what kills me is, who are these fans he has who loves his music?
Dude, I'll never understand.
Like, I can be honest about this. He was my favorite porn star. He was. That was my favorite porn star. He talk junk. But when he wanted to take down my platform because I called him off his activity, I began to hate Wesley Pipes. I'm not going to lie.
Dude.
He wanted to take us down. So I can respect that.
Well.
You know.
I mean.
It sucked.
There's no way I'm going to let somebody whose face looks like a mud fence. You know what I'm saying? We'll shut our own stuff down before we let him shut anything that we're putting together down.
Exactly.
That's not gonna happen. I can't believe what I'm seeing on his Instagram page.
21,000 followers of his pathetic page.
Dude, who does that? The only 2 days a bitch might get a pass, Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. Who says that?
A few I like pipes.
This dude is unbelievable. Like, he needs help.
Like, I get having confidence in yourself.
What?
But at one point, when do you become real with yourself? Like, this ain't working for me.
Dude, can you hear this?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
What?
Dude, you'll never unfreaking but check it out.
That sounds horrible.
Did that fool say with the business?
He sure did.
Dude, I'm
that's
done.
That's his catchphrase.
I'm
with
done.
The business.
It's over. Like, I'm finished. Like, that's...
I'm like...
Dude, like, that's a wrap on this... That's a wrap on this guy.
Come on, Pipes. Come on, Pipes. It wasn't even rhyming.
Dude.
None of that rhymed what he said.
I don't believe... Why? Dude, I'm too through. Like, I'm... Just, like, seriously, like... I could not... I'm speechless.
Bro. Just think. But this was kind of apropos, though. Because think about this. We began with Pipes back in the day.
Yeah.
We ended with Pipes today. Because, I mean, he had to do something. And the fact that a listener tipped me off the Pipes still doing music, I thank him for it. Because I have no idea.
Oh, man.
And he literally told me he bought the album off iTunes. Like, why?
Dude, I'm trying to figure
I
out myself.
I want to see what see if he see. He said, I want to see if he had improved, boss man. He's not going to improve. He's what he is.
Dude.
We've proven over the years what he is. What he is. He's not going to improve with this.
That he's the absolute one of the most absolute worst rappers I've ever heard in life. As a porn star, he's hilarious. But rapper, he's even more funny. And I'm talking about it not for the right reason.
Exactly. He's an embarrassment. He's a gimmick. And he talks about interviews. People look at me as a gimmick. They got my joke. Because you are.
That dude said he's an embarrassment. That he, I couldn't agree more. Man, what kind of, man, are you serious? Since when?
He's delusional.
Dude, stop. You know what I'm saying? Those lyrics are like on, I just woke up and decided to be a rapper. And you've been doing this forever. Like, how long?
It's too long. And he's still no better.
Dude, it still sounds like crap. And you mean to tell me you still got those same bust down lyrics? Man, that ain't hitting on bread. You know what I'm saying?
This is terrible. Like, now, I'm on Pipes' Instagram right now, too.
I couldn't freaking believe what I heard.
He posted a video of him at Captain D's in Memphis. Who does that?
What?
Look on January the 5th. He has on these glasses and some fishing for them. He's a Captain D's in Memphis posting a video on Instagram. Like, what are you doing, Pipes?
Dude.
Like.
Man, I told you, bro. I told you, man. Like, something is really wrong with this guy. Oh,
like,
God,
what are you
dude,
doing?
Really? Man, I was effing them wings up.
Like, what?
He looks like he's free. He looks like he's, you know what he looks like? He looks like a homeless guy that found an out.
Look at that. Like, what?
Like, seriously, like, man.
He does.
That dude.
He thinks he's some rock star. Look, he thinks he's like, I'm a rock star. Look at me, I'm pipes. I'm a rock star. He has that aura about him. Look at that smug on his face.
Oh my god. this dude is crazy, man. Like, what are you doing? Man, I don't know. Like, for real, he looks like a homeless person, like out of the 90s.
Does
unbelievable. I can't
pipes.
Do
it. Pipes is something else, man. I gotta give Pipes credit for this. He's very confident in himself. He's very confident.
Okay, I mean
it might be blind confidence, maybe, but he's very confident.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. Like, he looks like he's about 52. He might be a little bit older than that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Man, I don't know, man. Right. This dude looks crazy, man. You know, but hey, you know, he's hustling apparently, so shoot. This dude is
don't tell me he's gonna be on tour again real soon with J.R. Swish. That's what I'm fearing. A new album, he's maybe another tour with Swish. But this is the thing about Swish. He recovers from all his FBI activity most of the time. Like, the Pipes tour, he bounced back from that, even.
I don't see how, but he's hella resilient. Because it doesn't seem like we can get rid of him.
He's like a ant or a gnat or a roach. They just don't go away. They fight to the end.
Right.
You can stop on an ant. And stop, and it still won't go away. It still won't tap out on you. He'll fight you. Still.
Oh, what? I don't care. I mean, you can try to smash him into the carpet, man. You take your foot up, kick your foot up. That thing is still walking like you ain't never did nothing.
So he's resilient. He's resilient. Like, hey, you know what? I give them some credit. They don't stop what they do. They are who they are. They are true to themselves. F-U-I's.
What? The apocalypse couldn't stop those jokers. Man.
Like, these guys have been like standard bearers of FBI activity.
Oh my god. They're the forebearers and forefathers.
Remember Pipes calls up the standard of all of rap? No, they're the standard of all FBIs.
Period, point blank. I mean, down to the video, down to the shiny suit, down to the bootleg gator shoes. You know what I'm saying? It might not be Stacey Adams. They're Lacey Adams or something like that.
Exactly.
Macy Adams or something like that. That
yeah,
shiny
pipe shop.
Dude, look. And I remember when you sent me that video and I had to sit through that three minutes and 49 seconds or something goofy like that. Watching them, him and this guy with the freaking shiny suits on, dude. And I was just like,
that was his cousin, Country Pipes, who's also a porn star.
He needs to stop. It was it was freaking unbelievable. I was just like, man, what? First of all, what do you Negroes have on? Let's start with that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This is not even up to puppy standards. This is up to like Master P's assistant standards. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, we're gonna break out the Sam the Man bootleg super baggy oversized shiny goofy wavy pattern suit in some super box toe gator shoes. And then we're gonna rap and look goofy with the most chicken-headedest chicken heads we can find at the park. And then we're gonna call it a video.
Yeah, that ought to do it real good.
Video costs $10 probably.
Unfreaking real. But real. Like, we're not making any of this up. This is verifiable. It's fact.
Exactly.
Dude.
And the porn star name he had in the video was Mika Tan.
What?
That was her name. Mika Tan. That was the girl's name in the video doing that dancing with. And just for you, just one more time. Here you go, people. Here you go. Terrible video. Terrible.
Dude, what in the hell is that? Is he serious?
Yes. Now, FUIs, this is what I'm gonna tell y'all. 42,000 views of this video on YouTube and 71 likes this video.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm totally speechless. But how many viewed the video?
42,000.
And only 71 likes?
And 21 dislikes.
And 21, and most people didn't even bother to freaking comment.
26 comments. Here goes some comments just to go through them. MFers made suits out of my mom's curtains. Lamest hook I've ever heard, but still way colder than Pumper. They can't be serious. Who was the dude? And they're spinning themselves. If I was there, I would have definitely tag team Mika.
What?
Wesley, stick to the script and your cuz could effing beat it. I wonder how many units they sold. They should do a face off between them, Brian pumps themselves the most. Hit the mute and watch the fine Asian Mika Tan dance. They flow better than Lil Wayne and Drake. What?
That fool said put it on mute.
This bleep is lame as F. That's the S I don't like. It's not the lyrics that jars me. It's the fact that they're Americans, and yet they can't even flow to the beat. Whack. Those are the comments on Tag Team Cousins.
Yeah, well, I say the same thing. You know, whack is a good word. And I put the emphasis on it because I want y'all to know where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? It's whack. Whack. I mean, I preview it once. I do not have to hear the whole song, never listening to it again. You understand what I'm saying? You know, It's unbelievable. Like, what I just played by itself was unbelievable. Dude, yeah, stick to your day job.
Exactly. We have emails coming up in 2 minutes, people. Emails will be next segment in 2 minutes, people. Before we go, I confirm Wesley Pipes' real name. It's Wesley Lawrence, born January 20th, 1969. He's 50 years old. He's 50. He's 50 years old.
Like, he looks like my oldest brother.
Yeah, so Wesley Lawrence, aka Wesley Pipes, 50 years old. So that's what that is, but folks, that's been segment one of the Boss Man Hollywood birthday special. My man, we have Burby 44 coming up this week.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna take a short sabbatical and come back with emails in Hollywood. You know, those emails are off the chain and out of control.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man.
So,
and we got emails for you, I'm telling you.
And one of them was really out of control. And we'll get to that next segment. Yeah. Like, really? You mean this email us about this, right? But they did. So,
stay with us, folks. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. Boss Hollywood emails after the break. Boston Hollywood special, FBI report, Lance Warren. Enjoy it. We here for you. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know. You know.
Special because Hollywood will agree to this, because this segment, email segment, is what put us over the top. This really put us on right here. So we decided in back in 14 of October 14 to say, hey, let's read these over the air. And that's when it really took off. So Hollywood, I'll let you discuss more about the email segment and how it took Bayes take off, because you're great at recalling these things. So I'll show you, brother. But yes, email time. So Hollywood, just listen in about how it popped us off and what they can expect over the next 45 minutes of emails.
Well, back, what was that, 2014?
Yeah, October 14.
Oh, okay. October 14. Yeah, it kind of started off, we weren't reading any emails over the air or any of that type stuff. The show was kind of, it was big for us, you know what I'm saying? We had a format, but Bossman would always kind of tell me about these emailers, like especially if J.R. Swisher or Pice would send an email, he would read the email to me, and I'd be like, man, it sounds like a sixth grader wrote that, man. What the hell? You know, and he would also read to me like some of the emails that he would get, like from people who just email the show. And I would be like, man, what kind of crap is this? Who sends stuff like this? Who emails stuff like that?
Exactly.
And he would be like, man, I don't know what the problem is. They just said these are the emails that they're sent. You know, so we came up with an idea to, you know, to read these emails over the show, on the show, and it's kind of been the bread and butter of the show ever since then.
Yeah.
You know, it's been one of the biggest parts of the show. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, first they were actually legible, sort of kind of legible emails where he would read them, because I wouldn't even see them. You know what I'm saying? He would just read them to me, and I would get it. You know what I mean? But he would be like, "Man, dude, you see what the way some of these cats spell? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, these are elementary school children."
Exactly.
And he would start sending me the emails, and I would be like, "Dude, man, who does that? Like, how are you going to send an email like that?"
Exactly. After he puts in and think it's okay.
Like somebody threw a grenade at your paragraph. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And it just, I mean, over time, it kind of garnered a life of its own. You know what I'm saying? And now, even on the last show, you know what I'm saying, it's the biggest part of our show. Because for the simple fact that it exhibits everything that we've been talking about well over the past decade.
Since, exactly.
You know, basically since 2007. You know what I'm saying? It exemplifies everything that we've been saying from Jump Street. You know, is when I read these things off. And I get, you know, it just like I said, it took on a life of its own because people start just sending in the worst type emails that anybody can send. Like, who even wants to read that crap?
Exactly. Like, really?
Yeah, like, it's painful to read. Like, you're looking at it like, you should see what I have to go through. And I mean, it's out of this world, and you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about when I get to these emails right here. These look bad.
It's all over terrible. Y'all look terrible.
I mean, these look bad. Like, look, check this out. You know? And I mean, for those who have been following the show, you know, and you've been with us from the beginning, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Because it was a lot of you that sent the emails in the first place.
Exactly. And just think, what I don't send to you and make it to air.
Oh, God. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the emails don't even make the show. We get, Boss gets pages of material. Like, pages upon pages of material. We only read a segment. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy, and it's, like, tripping me out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, look where you all have come from. FUIs have come a long way, brother. And have gone absolutely nowhere at the same time.
Nowhere at all.
Yes, sir. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the official FUI report emails starting right now. Man, okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Listen to email number one. Oh, man.
Already. Oh, God.
Oh, not Earl and Philip Kyle Jordan.
Already bad.
Unbelievable.
Already bad.
Gentlemen, I come today seeking advice. That fool said advice. I lost my job due to a missy non-color female. S-E-E-M-A-I-L-E. Really?
My lord.
The female wasp notating actions.
Jesus Christ.
Female wasp notating actions I took at job. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. They did knockoff GIF as chance to depend myself.
Oh, God.
I want to sub them. Not sue, but sub. Do I have a case? Danny E. in Arkansas.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Danny, yeah, you have a case, but your case is not the case that you're thinking about. I think you have a case of disability or something like that, either mental or physical or something, because you are an idiot.
highest order.
Dude, of the maximum order, like Na Earl and this Philippe. It wasn't even Philip, it was Philippe. Philippe Isle Jordan.
I really win at GoPro.
Dude. See, man, oh my goodness.
Everything we discussed right there.
Yeah, everything. Everything. In our first email. That fool said the female was no shading action. Action, I say. I took a job. Okay. Gotcha. All right, we're moving on.
Yeah. See you, Daddy. Have a good life.
Dude. Yes, please. Yeah. Listener email number two. Okay, here we go. Milbub and Derek LaSmile Klube. Club. Klube. Klube.
Wow.
That fool said Milbub. Hey, bro. Huh?
What does that even mean? Milbub. What is that? What is that?
And what is LaSmile? Man, okay. All right. Decent men. Okay. I am contused by women. I am acquiesced something. Acquiesced with? What? We are a part of a steam. So shall we are part of a steam social mix. My contusion. What?
What?
My contusion cloud from the sky in the semen circle.
What?
That they contain. Yeah. Yeah. That they contain a lot about the intention they get from men commenting and looking at their butts. Men, the butts are big. I cannot lie. They should expect it. They should embrace it. Shut down who they don't want. If they have no butt, they wish want a butt. I don't get it. Your thoughts, men. Ricky Tony in Baton Rouge.
Wow, he's near you now.
I don't even know what the hell this means. I mean, it was. I was having a hard time.
He lost me at the first sentence. I mean, he lost me at the names.
That fool said, I am contused.
You be confused.
Yeah, he lost me at the name too. Millsbub. Who is that?
Exactly. And Derek LaSmile Klube. Like, what the hell is that?
Unbelievable.
It's like some bootleg TV promoter or something, or some shopping home delivery guy. Hey, for real, LaSmile.
Really? And then he started with the clouds from my contusion clouds from the sky in the semen circle.
I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what that is.
Get from men commenting and looking at. Okay, well, yeah.
I get that part to a degree.
Well, I wish I had an idea what this is. This guy right here, Ricky Tony from Baton Rouge, man, you doing our state bad, bro. Making us look horrible.
He's all over the place.
Like, I don't know what the hell.
He needs Jesus.
This is even worse. This fool right here said Jacaranda and Alexander.
Oh, Lord. What is a Jacaranda? Are you trying to make a Wakanda or... What are you going with there? The Macarena? I mean, I don't get that name either.
He said Jacaranda. I'm too through. Jacaranda and Alexander, I had to knock a sucker out, fool. Okay. I was having a private conversation with a bruh on the side attaining to some mess that didn't attain to the sucker. The sucker quizzing me like they just didn't hear the left hand, right hand code. They keep pressing and picking. So I Kanakataka or whatever. I Kanakoke. I knock the sucker out. I Kanakaka. That's what he said. Yeah, whatever. No, I got caught. That was Chelsea Defense. D-E-F-E-N-C-E.
Are you Canadian or British, my man? Like, what the hell?
Man, that was, yeah. Agree. Ed White in Dallas.
Wow, another one of your places you used to live at.
They doing us bad, man. Doing me bad, man. What the hell does this mean? Come on, he was having a private conversation. He was having a private conversation with a bruh on the side attaining to some mess that didn't attain. Who is the sucker?
Exactly. I kind of get what he's saying, but it's pertain, not attain.
Yeah, I get what he's saying, but that fool said he keeps talking about the sucker. He ain't saying who's the sucker, who the sucker was.
Exactly.
He just said sucker quizzing me like they just didn't hear the left-hand, right-hand code. What?
What's that? Maybe left-hand, right-hand, right-hand doing, maybe? I don't know what he mean by left-hand, right-hand code, unless he mean that.
That dude is killing. He is killing.
And that Kanaka Coke. Oh my God, that word.
He spelled that all wrong, dude. It's supposed to be knock, but he just he closed his eyes and started typing. Like, for real? Oh man.
Yeah, why in Dallas, boy?
Unbelievable. Like, I'm really holding my head. Okay, this is going to be good. Listener email. Tenek and Hollywood Ellick.
Oh, God.
That fool said Tenek.
Like, what is that even?
And Hollywood Ellick. Okay. Yes, I'm a FUI. I agree. Anybody who would start an email off by saying, yes, I'm a FUI, is probably an FUI without question.
Exactly. How many of them actually admit it? Very few.
Right. Very few. You understand? But you are in an FUI plateau of your own. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's not even surprising. But he says, yes, I'm a FUI. I like to date and sex pregnant women. I know it's different. I like to date them because they already pregnant and can't get another pregnant or re-pregnant.
Oh, God.
Re-pregnant. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I'm starting to like one of them. She about to drop baby 5. Don't know if I should, but my main chick just told me she's 10 weeks pregnant. I'm not that enthused. Why? Why am I so enthused by messing with other pregnant women, but not about the one in my home? No? What? Raphael on the south side of Chicago. Yes, go Sox. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Wow.
Because to me, that was the only thing on this entire email that made any damn sense whatsoever.
Exactly. Was that?
Dude, first off, he starts off the email saying Tenek and Hollywood Helly. Like, that's out of control. All with their stuff. And then you're gonna top that. You top that.
I admit to the FUI.
Right. By admitting that you're an FUI. So how do you top a top FUI sentence? You know what I'm saying? You introduce yourself as an FUI, but that sentence trumps the FUI sentence you had before. How do you do that? I don't know. But then you said you like to date and sex pregnant women.
FUI.
Now, that straight up, like cover to cover. And then his reasoning is they're already pregnant and can get re-pregnant.
Wow. What a reason.
Yes. Re-pregnant. Okay? And you say you're starting to develop feelings for one of them. But, and she's about to drop your fifth baby. But now, your main chick just said that she was 10 weeks pregnant. And now you're not enthused. So not only are you an FUI, but you're an ashy FUI. Mm-hmm. You're just ashy. Talking about why is he so enthused by messing with other pregnant women, but not about the one in my home. No. Because she knows you're an FUI, too. Unbelievable.
Wow.
But, go Sox. Great. Peace to Comiskey. Peace to the city. That's the only thing that I could even look at. You know what I'm saying? After reading that freaking email right there. And that's crazy. Like, that's how you end it. I'm an illiterate imbecile, but hey, go Sox.
Go Sucks.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, God. Raphael, go to
yeah, you can Raphael. Say that again.
Boom. Out of here.
Period. And you think that's bad? Okay. Russell in Hollywood.
Wow, Russell.
It could have been great. I mean, he could have got the whole thing correct, but, you know. I mean, this is an FUI after all, right?
Yep. You can't get everything right.
Nope. They can barely get anything right. But anyway, Russell in Hollywood. Me and my girl are bonding. What? Okay. Me and my girl are bonding at an electric pace.
Okay.
We are on page with the game. In the bed, we specialize in normal instruments and oral stuff.
Oh, God.
What the... Wait, hold on. We specialize in normal... And what's normal instrument?
Yeah, what is that?
You know, because if she's... If the person who's sending this email... You know... I'm just... This is crazy news.
Already.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what is normal instrument. Like, is there a more extreme?
Exactly. Like, what are you referencing, sir?
Like, is there a mediocre, you know, monstrous or something like that? Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either. Already.
Hey, but anyway, we specialize in normal instruments and oral stuff. I want to explore. Really?
Oh, God.
I want to explore the other hole.
Oh, Jesus.
How do I go about that? What are some tips to get that going between us? I'm willing to oral her other hole.
Oh, God.
I don't want my oral.
Terrible.
This dude says, I don't want my oral. Help me.
Oh, God.
At Raising Cane's in Houston.
Jesus Christ, help him.
Dude, that was me. Man, I don't know what could have stopped that.
Wow.
I'm trying to tell you. I really don't know what's going to top that right there. That fool said, I'm willing to oral her other hole. I don't want mine oral.
Wow.
Oral it. Why do you say me and my girl are bonding at an electric pace? They are bonding at the electric pace. Tying up those battery cables to his nipple, probably.
Yep.
Yeah, he's into some high tech stuff. Brother. Okay. Oh my God.
That was terrible.
This right here, if that's terrible, this right here is the setup. Check this out. Boss in Hollywood.
Oh my God, they got it right, man.
I'm done. That fool said Boss in Hollywood. Like, that's unbelievable all within itself.
Thank God for that.
Dude. Boss in Hollywood. I'm a member of a few singles groups on Facebook. I see they ladies complaining about being about to find a good man.
What?
I believe in moving in silence, so I'm not all in group conversation. I guess I'm the dreaded lurker. I rather friend request the women and hope they accept me and go from there. So I send them a request, they accept, I send a message, and they don't respond. Killing part is that the screenshot, the message, and post in the group. And other women said they got similar messages from me. What? I think this is dirty. That's why they're single. I'm frustrated. I want to find a good woman, Corey in Seattle.
Not bad, but it's not good either.
Yeah, he lost, like, after the Boss in Hollywood, I guess, in that first sentence. I was kind of so happy that he got the name right. You know, I wasn't paying attention to it first, but shit. It just got absolutely deplorable, like, the lower you got in the paragraph.
Yeah.
Like, he went from competent to incompetent, like, from literate to illiterate, all within the same freaking email. Like, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Oh, wow. It sounds like Rob Zombie.
It kind of does.
Like, talking about I'm the dreaded lurker. And this is something that, well, this is something that he would do. I'd rather friend request the women and hope they accept me and go from there.
It is also like him.
I send them a request. They accept. I send a message. and they don't respond. Yeah, that sounds like it too. Sending them pictures of him in some pink shorts and an ascot.
And flip flops.
And they were neon pink. No, yeah. Well, anyway, he said he wants, Corey in Seattle wants to find a good woman. Well, if you want to find a good woman, go to church.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's what they say. Okay, let me see. Boss and Bengal Bagal 10.
Oh, God.
Bengal Bagal 10.
Wow.
That mother. He says, Boss and Bengal Bagal 10. What?
That's terrible.
Dude, I'm too through. Bagal 10. Okay. Maine, what it do? These folks tripping. No, you tripping.
Exactly.
Oh my God. How Etsy that trick you use to bang out or conference with. What? Made me choke. How earthy that tricks you use to bang out or conference with want to connect what with if you on Soto Meter Soto Meter.
Oh God.
My Facebook, Twitter, IG, SE, and LinkedIn.
Oh God. LinkedIn.
What is that? If we at odds, I ain't trying to mess with you. What up with this? Don Trell at Blimpy Sub.
Oh, God, he loves that with Baker. Oh, God.
Something is wrong. Dude, what? Dude, that's crazy.
Dontrell's terrible.
That's crazy. At Blimpy Sub, you wonder why you chilling at a Blimpy Sub. Besides, what are you doing?
Do you work there?
And sending an email.
Don't tell me he's making sandwiches.
Probably, I could barely. He was probably. That's probably what he was doing. Because I could barely read anything that he put on here. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
Exactly.
Man, you're gone. You're out.
He started off bad with your name.
Dude. Bengal Bagal 10. I ain't gonna never forget that one.
That's pretty awful.
Never. Aqua X. Oh, God, man. Check this out. He called you Aqua X. In Reggie Spoon.
Wow. So am I a Muslim swimmer? Aqua X?
That's funny. Aqua X in Reggie Spoon. Alright, this is going to trip you out. My homeboy has an issue. His butt stinks. I mean, literally. Okay. He at my place, sit in chair. He leaves, chair stinks. He takes bathtub, is nasty. He my homeboy since college. We graduate together.
Oh, God.
What the sneaking solution for this? Luther and Savannah. What's a sneaking solution?
Exactly.
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
but
God.
I got an answer for you. Okay? Why don't you ask your homeboy if he has a problem taking a bath. And if he does have a problem taking a bath, tell him to keep his ass out your chair.
Exactly.
Dude. Oh, crusty booty Negro.
Like, you gotta, but see, that's my thing about people who stink, bro. You gotta know you stink. You have to smell yourself. You want to.
What?
And if I'm, if it has to be bad, if this dude can smell it from his chair, talking about he leaves the chair stink.
Wow,
dude. I mean, not only he doesn't need to just wash, he needs to scrape.
Exactly. Like, how do you go around stinking like that? And you don't know.
He's got the mud butt.
And you take a shower or a bath in the tub and throw you with a ring around it. Oh, my God.
Water probably jumped out the tub.
Yeah, he wouldn't come back to my house if I was. I'll make up an excuse. Nah, bro, I can't. This is the showers, bro. I'll make up an excuse. He would not come back to my house again if I was this guy.
Dude, he's got the mud. He could, man, don't even call me. Your phone conversation might stink.
And I give you your humbles in college, but come on, man. Funk is funk, loser.
Yeah, bro. Stop. Like, don't do that. Don't invite him over. Or, he could even walk. He could even step foot in my crib smelling like no ass.
Not at all.
Period. Well, anyway, you take that with you, Luther and Savannah. Oh, God. Anyway. Dude.
That looks bad.
Tangerine and bold cute.
Yep, it's bad.
Tangerine and bold cute. Okay. Thanks again to my schedule today and tomorrow morning at work. And then I'll let you guys know how much we appreciate the opportunity. Oh, God. Ridiculous. I'm gonna start that again. Hold on. Tangerine and bold cute.
Terrible.
Thanks again to my schedule today and tomorrow morning at work. Oh, God. And if you don't know, now you know.